Welcome to another Carlin and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, we're into cricket season.
It's cricket season. Now, I've got a question to ask you, Rob. When we interview people, is it important that they're good at sport or just they're good at talking about sport?
Well, look, we're fortunate and we have a couple of guys that are good at cricket today, so that helps.
Are you sure?
I'm always sure.
Let's introduce our guest, Rob.
Okay. First off, we've got Mitch Dering, who's been on the show 3,822 times. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Thanks for having me back.
You're an old hand at this. And we've got Dino Rode.
What it?
From Zimbabwe. Well, welcome to show. Now, both
Dino's been on here before, you remember?
Yeah, once.
We interviewed, yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're looking at giving Mitch Life membership.
Well, he deserves it.
Yeah, he's
but I think we should talk about now. We know that these guys play for the Trinity Oz Scholars Cricket Club.
Yeah,
and there's a saying in sport: you're only as good as your last game.
Well,
is that a saying, or do I just make that up?
Quack quack.
How do these guys? Let's see how these guys went on the weekend.
Well, first off, I'll ask Dino. Do you know what quack quack means?
A goldie, golden duck.
and how did you go, Mitch?
Yeah, I got a duck. It wasn't golden, but it did take 30 balls to happen.
Tell me this. When you guys went up to bat, did you waddle back to the clubhouse?
Yeah, a little bit. I've got a bit of a waddle as it is because I'm quite a short person, as you know, Rob. So, yeah.
Now, Dino, unlike Mitch, you've actually hit a century or two or six. High score of 136 when you were in the UK in the Birmingham Div 2 League. How many ducks have you had?
Oh, plenty. This one has added to my repertoire, I think.
Yeah, well, sorry about this, guys, but the timing was absolutely wonderful with the two ducks.
It was perfect because we spoke to these young men, say, can you come on the show? And, of course, they had their game on the weekend, and maybe they felt pressure. Maybe they felt they had to perform because they were coming on the show and just didn't happen.
Well, look, Sean reckons you guys suffered from all the pressure of knowing you're on today's show. So what's your answer to that, Dino?
Well, I would say we had a good chance. Didn't quite happen. But, yeah, two ducks didn't help. Oh, two. Four ducks didn't help, of course. So it was one of those typical weekends of cricket, but we still loved the game.
Now, you're a bit of an all-rounder. Did you make up for it with the ball? Did you get any wickets?
Yes, I got a couple of wickets, and there was a bush run out as well, so I'll claim that.
Now, Mitch, were you up to Dino's standard? Did you get any wickets?
I didn't bowl on the weekend.
Did you take a catch?
I didn't take a catch, no, and I didn't contribute in any way, shape, or form to the game.
Well, the good thing is you've kept up your average. Now that we've had a bit of fun about you guys' cricket, let's get serious. Let's talk about what's the cricket program looking like this summer in Australia with the COVID-19? Is that having any effect?
I think the Poms were, I don't know, at some stage not coming, but now they are, and now it's all locked in. And I think Dino mentioned earlier they're here next week, and hopefully there's a full summer of cricket and five tests and one days and 2020s. And, looking forward to it.
Now, before we jump to we have jumped to the international stuff, but let's talk about we're giving you a bit of a hard time about the last game, but how has the season gone so far and what does the rest of the season look like for the Tossers, the Trinity Oz Scholars Cricket Club?
It hasn't been a great start to the year. We're zip and two to start the season, but I guess we've probably got a good mix at the moment of some experience and youth in the team. We've probably been tested a little bit early with a couple of we'll be tested next week with a couple of injuries and a suspension and a few unavailabilities. So hopefully we can turn it around this week and get a win and beat Flinders Park on their home deck.
Well, I would say, we prepared well, but I think as Mitch has mentioned, we've got a few young guys in our team. I'll probably say average age-wise, we're probably the youngest team in the comp. And so there's a lot of inexperience in our team. In saying that, we're coming up against good opposition as well with a few clubs who have got a couple, three former district cricketers in their teams, which is always a challenge for our young boys to sort of work from school's cricket straight into seniors cricket. But there's a lot of potential, and we're hopeful, we're positive that things will turn around for us.
Now, there's this young bloke I know called Todd Watt, and he used to tell me he's a pretty good cricketer. Now, I know he's in the team. Is he living up to his own reputation?
Did Todd play on the weekend?
Yes, Todd did play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Todd got injured on the weekend, didn't he? He got a bit of a side strain after he bowled a few overs, but yeah, we're still waiting for Toddy to fire this year. He had a couple of really good games last year where he broke a few teams apart. So hopefully Toddy can get himself on the mend and get back to bowling quick and having an impact on games and hopefully hitting some runs as well in the lower order.
It's quite ironic that you said that about Tom after admitting to your own performances there, Mitch.
Yeah, look, Rob, I probably shouldn't be playing A grade at the moment, so I'm pretty lucky to be hanging on to a spot. I'm hoping a few more of these young fellas come through and take my spot pretty soon, and hopefully we're watching them take wickets and hit runs, and I can celebrate from the sideline and from the B grade.
So do you reckon that you'd be more successful playing B grade than what you've been?
I would hope I'm a little bit more successful. I'd like to play C grade, and then I'd hopefully be even more successful, but yeah, we'll see how we go.
Do they have a D grade?
We actually don't have a D grade at the moment. We unfortunately had to pull them out of the competition last week. So unfortunately I can't slide that low at the moment.
So your options have been restricted?
Yeah, a little bit they have, yeah.
Have you picked up any other new players this season or anyone come back to the club who maybe had a bit of a break?
I guess the only guy we got back was Jace O'Hara, who he never really left. He just probably didn't get himself up fitness-wise last year with a couple of injuries. So he had a bit of a year off last year. So having Jace back this year has been huge, especially for our bowling group. But, yeah, other than that, we haven't really picked up. Oh, we do have a new young fella who's moved over here from Victoria called Noah Craven-Briggs, who he's played a B-grade game so far, and hopefully, yeah, he gets around the club and moves up into the A grade soon as well.
Now, Daniel was saying how the opposition this week's got three former district cricketers. Well, Jace played for Tea Gully in Port Adelaide, and any others?
Yeah, Jace played out at Gullies in Port Adelaide, and we've got a fair few guys that played junior cricket at district level, but really not many guys that did play senior cricket at district level. So Jace is probably our only one who's really experienced at a senior level.
You guys, I know, again, we're poking a bit of fun, but this season hasn't started great. But really, if you look at you guys over, say, the last 5 years, it's been a very successful cricket club.
Yep. When I joined the club in 2012-13, that was the final year of four years of the A-grade winning an A-grade flag in a row and moving up grades. We had two or three seasons in A3 competition where we sort of plateaued and built ourselves up again, and then we went back to back and have moved up into A1. So this is our second year in A1 cricket. So I guess it's probably a bit of a natural progression, I guess, for us to have moved up and sort of plateau a little bit. And I guess, like we've mentioned, it's been good to get lots of young players around the club, like Todd, Taran Matthews, Ben Woods, Tom Clements, all of those guys who hopefully in two or three years' time are sort of hitting their strides and playing their best cricket, and hopefully our premiership window sort of opens up then.
Now Dino, why did you come to Trinity for? What was your role? Was it a coaching role or...?
Yeah, primarily my role was mainly coaching, and yeah, it just sort of spiraled into helping the Trinity School program as well, which is pretty good. So mainly do coaching, the Trinity side, and the school's cricket as well, from 6-7s cricket all the way to the first 11.
And how do you find playing cricket in Australia? I mean, obviously you've played in England. You've played at home in Zimbabwe, and now you've played in Australia for a couple of years. How did the three types of cricket that you've played compare?
Well, I'll probably say Australia cricket wise, there's a very good cricket tradition here, and it's summer sport in Australia, and it has got a large following here, and it's the camaraderie when you play the club environment, even when you coach school kids, is very different from where I came from. There's a lot of depth here when it comes to cricket. Facilities are good. There's a lot of things going in Australia as well when it comes to cricket. When it comes to the UK, pretty similar, but it's always better here because there's better weather.
So let's get on to the international scene now. We talked the Ashes are coming, and is there some major thing on at the moment, Dino? Some major cricket thing I keep seeing on the news? What is that?
The Cricket World Cup obviously is running in the UAE and Dubai, so that's a bit exciting. A bit of a bad start for the Australian cricket team, but they still have an outside chance of making it. A few guys are laughing. I'm an Australian fan now. I'm half Australian. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting to just see how everything has sort of panned out up to this point. India look like they're going to be knocked out as front runners. So it's good to see all the small nations playing as well, which is always good for cricket.
Well, you know, you're a young fella. You're both young fellas. So 2020 cricket has been around long enough for you guys to really sort of embrace it as part of the scene. But for older people like Sean and myself, 2020 cricket's almost an invasion into the traditions of cricket. Sort of how do you compare 2020 cricket with your Test cricket and your One Day cricket?
Well, personally, from my point of view, I've prefer Test match cricket. I'm a bit of a traditionalist, but then to sell the game to a new audience and to sell the game to a different generation now, I think T20 has been a good find. And it's if you find coaching the youngsters now, it's a version of cricket of interest for them. And I think there's a lot of things to like about T20 cricket, but it just has to be managed how it's consumed by everyone and what you put out there for the audience.
In many ways, like if you're a young cricketer, you're playing limited overs anyway, aren't you? So we've always looked up to Test cricket as being like the highest level of cricket. But for a lot of, I mean, young people now growing up, like they play their Saturday game, they might play like a two weekends like you guys do. So that's pretty much what most cricket is anyway.
So what about your feelings on it, Mitch? Do you prefer the Tests, the 2020s? How do you see it? Have you got a different perspective?
I guess I still probably prefer watching Test cricket as well. But, yeah, personally I hate playing two-day cricket. It's too long and I hate it. And I can't wait for the day that I'm playing one-day cricket. And I think limited overs certainly is the way of the future. I enjoy 2020 as well, and I would attend a lot more 2020, you know, at Adelaide Oval throughout a season because there are more games and you can go watch a lot more cricket now, which is great, as opposed to the past where you just had your 5 days for your Test match and your one dayer possibly. So from that perspective of being able to go watch more cricket, 2020 has been great. But, yeah, I guess Test cricket, it's hard to beat watching, you know, Steve Smith hit 100 in a Test match or Pat Cummins take 5 for in a game like that. But yeah, I can understand why a lot of people don't really like a game that goes for 5 days.
Now, do you think it's the historic nature of Test cricket that is very appealing for people deeply ensconced in cricket?
Yeah, I guess like cricket, I don't know, the way I guess I was brought up with it was a game of patience and taking your time and valuing your wicket. And to be able to try and play a game for 5 days is probably a pretty big test of that, because there's not been many games that I've played when we play 2 days where people can last or teams can last an entire day without getting all out. So to watch, I guess, the professionals do it for 5 days in a row is pretty incredible. But yeah, like I said, it's probably just not suitable for everyone. And if you're trying to entice a younger audience, you definitely need something like 2020.
Now, my understanding of people who go to Test match cricket to watch, not play, one of the attractions is 5 days of possibly being in the bar. And I also hear that there's times when people actually, you mentioned like Steve Smith getting his ton, Cummins getting 5-4, but it's often I hear that people miss out on actually seeing those milestones because they're not actually watching the game. So is it more about 5 days of socializing if you're a spectator?
I guess when I say I prefer watching Test cricket, I prefer watching Test cricket for the 4 Test matches that aren't in Adelaide. The Adelaide Test match, like you say, quite often you end up watching a few highlights, but most of the Test ends up being out on the Village Green out the back, which is a pretty good social event. And yeah, there's a lot of people around who you can socialise with and watch it on the big screen, and if there's an important moment coming up, you can rush out and have a quick peek at the game. But
yeah. Well, thank you very much, Dino and Mitch, for coming on the show. So into another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.